I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's been 50 years since John F. Kennedy was sworn into office as president. And as with the Obama inauguration, it was a tough ticket to get back in 1961. In a few minutes, we'll talk to JFK's niece, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, about her recollections of that inauguration day. The First Lady's attire was the talk of the town in 1961, and it was again last night. Michelle Obama's red gown was a hit at the White House state dinner for Chinese President Hu Jintao. Today, though, she turned her attention to her signature issue, fighting childhood obesity. At a Washington, D.C. community center, she joined executives of Walmart to announce a campaign by the retail giant to offer healthier foods and to get its suppliers to do likewise. We wanted to know more about the effort, so we've called upon Nia Malika Henderson. She covers the First Lady for the Washington Post. Nia, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
And I do want to warn you, I will be asking about the state dinner and the dress last night. But first, I wanted to ask, what specifically is Walmart going to do, and how did Michelle Obama tie into this decision?
Well, this has been an effort that has been about a year in the making. It really began when First Lady Obama turned her attention to healthy food and her Let's Move initiative, you know, getting kids to eat healthier, getting them to exercise. And all along the way, she has gotten corporations on board in ways like the Grocery Manufacturers Association, getting them to look at their labeling, to not advertise such sweet foods to kids. So now, I mean, she is really putting her name with Walmart. And this, of course, is the nation's largest retailer, the largest private employer. And she's going to try to get them on board to really sell healthier food because, as I said, I mean, this is a big grocery retailer, the largest, and so many people, especially in the South, this is where they primarily get their food. I don't know if you've ever been in a Walmart, but it's like a church on Sunday morning. You see everybody there, and everybody is not only shopping for household goods, but also, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Well, at Walmart, as I'm sure you know, is a very polarizing corporate figure.
Yeah.
On the one hand, as you said, it is the country's largest retailer. It is, I think, I'm not sure a lot of people know, it is also the country's largest grocery supplier,
right.
Loved by many people for its low prices and consistency, but other people vilified for what they consider to be hostile, you know, labor practices. Some people believe that it has actually depressed certain neighborhoods by, you know, driving out small businesses. And I do wonder whether this was there any hesitation on the part of the White House to associate the First Lady with a corporate citizen, which is so controversial?
Well, I'm certainly sure that they thought of that because, as you said, Walmart has had this polarizing image. They've worked in the last years to sort of reverse that, but they have drawn criticism, especially from the left, for some of their anti-union practices, and even Michelle Obama, who was on the board of Walmart, she resigned in 2007 after her husband was vying for the nomination, and he said that he wouldn't shop there. So they are certainly aware of this, but I guess they are also looking at Walmart and its very important place in selling groceries to especially low-income folks and saying that this is a corporation that they want to put their name to. I do think it isn't without its risks, though. I think we will hear from folks on the left, folks, you know, in unions, and we, of course, know that the Obama administration hasn't had great relationships with big labor. So I think in some ways it strikes me as a potentially risky move for her.
I'm speaking with Nia Malika Henderson of The Washington Post. We're talking about an announcement today by Walmart that they will be introducing healthier foods into their stores. They were joined in that announcement by First Lady Michelle Obama. What will consumers, or what is Walmart promising that consumers will see? And I'm curious about the question of price.
Well, this is going to be, it's a five-year plan, and their plan is essentially to lower the sodium, lower the fats, lower the sugar amount, and also to drop the prices on fruits and vegetables. So it's something that we'll see phased in over the next 5 years, and essentially when you go to Walmart, you'll see lower prices on these items and healthier foods.
And one of the things that's noteworthy about this announcement is that this comes at a time when Walmart is trying to move into certain urban markets after having long been associated both with rural and suburban environments.
Exactly.
They're trying to move into Washington, D.C.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, they've been trying to move into areas in New York as well, and it looks like they're going to at least successfully be able to move here to D.C. And but again, like you said, that is not without its controversy either, because one of the perceptions is that they move in this big box store and a lot of the smaller mom-and-pop stores move out. But, of course, in fairness, in neighborhoods like Southeast D.C., there aren't a lot of businesses. And Ms. Obama has talked about the whole idea of food deserts, where there are not a lot of places to shop. So in some ways, Walmart coming in would address that problem.
And finally, let's talk about the state dinner.
Fun stuff.
I understand that you were there.
Yes, yes, I was there.
And did you have a pretty dress?
You know, I will say, I was working. It was like a 12-hour day. So I'm ashamed to admit I was wearing pants, black pants. I was in black.
Okay. Well, that's what you were wearing.
Yes.
What about what the First Lady was wearing?
Obama chose Alexander McQueen this go round in a floor length red dress, slightly off the shoulder, and she looked fabulous.
And why do you think people dress is getting rave reviews? And what is it about that dress that was such a wow?
Very bold. It's very modern with the red, of course, and in some ways that's, you know, a nod to China as well. So it really hit all the right notes.
Nia Malika Henderson covers the First Lady, among other issues, for The Washington Post, and she was kind enough to join us from her office there. Nia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care.